Friends, in today's video, we will explore several topics that are of importance. Particularly, we want to talk about purgatory, why it's real, why it matters, why it's important for us to believe in this place that exists, and to understand its relationship to the Bible. Please join us in today's video. My friends, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, give us your Holy Spirit to enlighten us with the truth. Help us to have the gift of understanding so that we may see and know what your Son Jesus wants us to know. And we ask this through Christ our Lord, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. There are several topics that I want to focus on in today's video, but first, if you love this channel and like this video, hit the like button, subscribe, and also support me through Patreon or through Etsy, and especially by your prayers, and know that you are being prayed for as well. So this video is sort of in response to several questions, many comments, and I want to tie in some things together that are so essential for us as Catholics to understand, all of us who follow Jesus, for us to know and believe. So someone asked the other day, have I ever had any personal experiences of the souls in purgatory? And the answer to that is no. So first I want to tie into a book. So this is kind of a summary from this one book. There was this woman who had the gift of seeing the souls in purgatory, and her husband knew this. So one day out of curiosity, he asked her and he said, hey, can you ask God to let me see them? Maybe for one night or for several nights. So she asked, and God answered yes. And one evening he heard this loud sound of chains and like someone walking down the hall, and this kind of bellowing and this moaning and something that was just horrifying. I don't even think he was able to see the soul in purgatory because he was so frightened. He couldn't sleep the rest of the night. And needless to say, the following morning, he asked her, please take this gift away. So what I learned from that and what we can all know is sometimes there's things that we should not experience and should not see. There was also the case of this one saint, Blessed Stanislaus Chosoka, not Koska, but this other Polish saint, who he also wanted to know a little bit of what it was like to suffer in purgatory. So he prayed, a soul in purgatory appeared to him, and he asked that soul, if it's God's will, may I have just a taste of your suffering so that I may understand? And that soul let drop like a drop of sweat from their hand, and it fell on his hand, and the pain was so excruciating that he passed out and fainted. His religious brothers found him the next day. He had fevers. And then I think within a year, he suffered intensely from that burn, and he ended up dying because of it. Now, that wasn't necessarily a punishment, but just God letting him see what is it really like. So from those things that I've read and some other instances, I've learned that I don't need to ask unless God really wants to give it to me. But yes, I have had experiences of other people sharing with me that purgatory is real. I can think of a friend who had a dream where they saw, where God showed them purgatory. I can think of a case where my mother said that her mother, my grandmother, appeared to her essentially asking for help. I had an experience of, on the anniversary of my grandfather's death, my dad asking for prayers, and I happened to be in a museum right in front of a painting of purgatory as he was calling me.